Okay, now we talked to the governor earlier this week, and I said, Governor, you've got all the money that you thought you were going to get plus more. The state Senate majority, a coalition of 23 Republicans, two fiscally conservative Democrats, has shown you the way home, more money for schools, and no tax increase. Why don't you just call it a day? And the governor says, well, we still have a ways to go. State Senator Rodney Thom is the head of the majority coalition, the state Senate majority leader. He joins me now live here on KVI. Hello, Senator Thom. How are you?
It's great to be on your show, John.
Okay, so tell me, how close are you guys to getting out of Dodge? Because we are kind of getting close to the end of the fiscal year, and you have to have a budget done by July 1.
Yeah, no, we're working real hard. Our goal right now is to get out by Sunday. There's no excuse for us not to get out by Sunday. You know, Christmas came in June, last Tuesday, in the legislature. We have $480 million more, almost $500 million more than we did a week ago. So there's no excuse. But, you know, in Olympia, enough is never enough.
Well, that's what I said to the governor. I said, wait a minute, you've got 9%, more than 9% additional money for the next 2 years to spend than you thought you'd have. Plus, you got this bounty earlier in the week. People were thinking maybe you'd have another $100 million. You had well over $200 million in additional revenue, plus lower caseload, so fewer expenses. So why can't you live within that? Now, here's what he told me. He said, well, We're supposed to put $4 billion into education, and we're trying to do the best we can for kids, and we're making a $1 billion down payment. And I said, the Senate's done that. He said, well, yes, but they're also hurting programs that help homeless kids. Your response to that?
Well, I mean, the biggest lie in Olympia is we need more revenue for education. We'll put about $15 billion out of a $33 billion budget into our K-12 system. So clearly we have enough money for K-12. The funny thing is, if you look at the $480 million that we have in additional revenue, in the original Senate budget where we didn't have that money, we were still able to put over $15 billion into education. We were able to put $1 billion down payment to the McCleary Supreme Court case. And now with $480 million more, you think, well, some of that would go to education or higher education, but very little will. So again, the storyline in Olympia that you need more money for education simply isn't true, because when we have more money, that's not where it goes.
And I think you demonstrated earlier this session, the majority coalition, that non-education spending over the last, not just 2 years, but the last 25, 30 years, non-education spending has grown almost twice as fast as education spending.
Right. And that's the storyline that Olympia doesn't want told, because they always want to use kids, they want to use the elderly, they want to use the disabled to fund programs that they know the people won't fund. And that has to stop.
Where do they want all this other money going?
You know, just various social services. You know, some are good programs. But again, what we need to do in these times where the economy is very fragile and, you know, we have employers looking to leave the state, we need to make sure that we really are prioritizing, you know, our taxpayer dollars. And in some of these programs, you know, they're not the highest priority. Voters certainly wouldn't pay for them. And that's where we need to scale back. One of the funny things with this exercise the governor's gone through as far as saying that, you know, we're going to shut down government, which simply isn't true. You know, they had to lay out a blueprint of what are the vital services of government that if we did come to a shutdown have to stay alive. So in all of this, really what he's done is given our more conservative members a blueprint for what they consider to be a budget of vital government services, not designed by, you know, some Tea Partier, but by the governor himself.
You say that a government shutdown is simply not going to happen, but of course there are concrete steps that do have to take place that haven't yet, namely passing a budget through both houses of the legislature, getting the governor to sign it. What's our timeline there, Rodney?
We're trying to get done this weekend, and we're doing everything that we can. You know, the budget writers were up late last night trying to go through the final details. So, you know, we got a lot of work still to do, but I've seen miracles happen in a day and a half in Olympia. Certainly with 3 days, we should be able to close it out. And I think it's imperative on the legislature to close it out by the weekend, because on Monday, you know, from just rules and regulations as far as union contracts and that, we got to send out layoff notices for in case of a temporary shutdown. And I just don't think that that's the right way to treat those employees, knowing that it's not going to happen.
Right. Now, are you guys going to get anything done on transportation, or is that just a whole new subject for a whole new special session?
Well, I don't think you're going to see it in a special session, but, you know, the talk continues. Obviously, you know, a transportation package is a ton of work. Can it happen in 3 days? I'll leave that up to the transportation folks. But, you know, that talk will continue, but obviously that's as much or more work than an operating budget. So that's pretty difficult to do in 3 days, but we'll let that conversation continue.
You and I were talking right before we went on the air, as kind of a backhanded tribute, even Danny Westneat, Seattle Times, the voice of Seattle liberalism, even he acknowledged that, number one, this final budget is going to look a whole lot more like Rodney Tom's than it is Jay Inslee's. Number two, your goal of not having any general tax increases was met. Number three, your goal of putting more money, $1 billion plus, into education is also a reality. But he called you every name in the book on the way to acknowledging that you were the one who showed leadership down there this year.
Well, John, as you know, that's just kind of the nature of politics these days. People try to, you know, demonize the individuals. But what we're down there to do is what's right for the taxpayers of Washington State. We think we've done a pretty good job. We haven't won in every case. There's still, you know, workers' comps and education reforms that we think are vital for this state that we're still not able to get past the House or through the governor. But we're doing the best that we can, and I think we're doing a great job for the citizens of Washington State.
We have only another minute or so. You articulated with these three bills, one on workers' comp reform, one on education reform, and another on spending reform, spending limitation, a clear departure with the status quo. You got it passed with bipartisan support in the state Senate, but it was blocked by the state House and it wouldn't have been signed by the governor. Are these three measures potential initiatives, ballot measures that, you know, that supporters of these ideas, as we saw with charter schools, Rodney, will put directly to the people so they can go over the heads of obstructionists in Olympia?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you look at the polling, and that's the crazy thing, you know, some of these are 80-85% approval in the public. So it's certainly, you know, we'll keep trying in Olympia, but sometimes the vested interest in Olympia have the place bought and paid for, and you simply need to go over the legislature's head.
All right. By the way, I will not blame you if you take a no comment on this, but I just have to ask in the news, are you following this rhetorical food fight between Senators Ann Rivers and Don Benton down in Southwest Washington?
Yeah, you know, they're both good individuals. We'll work through that. So that's the extent of my comment on that one.
You know, towards the end of session, you know, tensions rise, sometimes boil over a little bit, and that's appears to be what's going on there. All right, any final words, Senator Rodney Tom?
No, I think things are going well in Olympia. There's no excuse with $480 million not to get out in time, and we're going to do the people's business.
I appreciate you taking the time to be with me this Friday morning here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Have a great weekend, Rodney.
Thank you, John.
All right. Well, it's going to be a long weekend for Rodney Tom because they're going to try and get the budget done. So it's probably going to be 18, 20-hour days here for the main budget writers in both the House and the Senate.